USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California will remain pretty much a one-party state. The voters have spoken and rejected Governor Gavin Newsom's recall, winning roughly nearly two-thirds of the votes.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress.
Top Republican candidate Larry Elder.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
A major fight broke out last week inside Kabul's presidential palace between factions. The BBC reported Wednesday, citing senior Taliban officials, that the fight was between two factions that wanted to take credit for defeating the United States. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the Taliban's deputy prime minister, may have been killed in the exchange and cannot be confirmed at this time. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
With United States citizens being mandated to the COVID-19 vaccine, illegal immigrants under the Biden administration do not have to get the shot as they are released into the United States. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will host a meeting with business leaders and CEOs on the COVID-19 response team today. Then at 5 p.m. Eastern, he will be in the East Room of the White House to speak about a national security initiative. This is USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
What's being called General Mark Milley's insurrection against the United States, retired Brigadier General Don Bolick weighs in on Fox News about a book by Bob Woodward. He's claiming General Milley undermined President Trump with secret phone calls to his Chinese counterpart during the waning days of the Trump administration.
It's my opinion, and if these things are true, it's consistent with General Milley's behavior. And I got to tell you, a lot of generals that I have served with, they're very political generals, and you know their actions have demonstrated that. Throughout the years, I've been writing about it. I've been writing about the problems of how we select our leaders, the club, the organizational nepotism, the go-along, the move-along type environment that we exist in. If you're a contrarian or you disagree with them, then they push you aside. This is not how to run a military. This is not how to be the best we can possibly be. It's certainly not consistent with George Catlett Marshall's ideas on how we should pick our senior leaders and our generals. And we are letting down the men and women that we are supposed to be serving.
Today, the next batch of space tourists are set to lift off aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Inspiration 4 mission calls itself the first all-civilian mission to orbit, opening the door to space tourism. Organized and funded by entrepreneur Jarek Isaacman, the biggest difference between Inspiration 4 and the flights performed earlier this year is destination. Today's launch will only go high enough to reach the beginning of space before returning to the ground a few minutes later. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.